This is the She Blows It podcast, and I'm your host, Carla. And on this show, we magnify overlooked principles designed to distract us from the reality of life and living. Every episode will further expand the concept of putting two and two together to equal four. Stay tuned.
And that's no way to live life, you know?
No, that's so imbalanced. Nope.
I think that I think a reset would do us some good. And I'm not talking about global catastrophe. I'm talking about like a neuralized planet. Let's all start fresh, you know? I'm saying everybody can have their education. Everyone can have general knowledge of, you know, hopes, feelings, and life, but the experiences. The experiences would hold a lot of people back. It tied to emotions that weigh them down.
And the fear.
Of course. You know, that's one of the strongest emotions next to love. You know, almost its counterpart, some might say. So, you know, I see something like that possibly happening. But then again, I'm an enigma. Because I look at Earth as someone's favorite TV show, because the things that happen. Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, why do you say that?
Because sometimes it doesn't feel real, you know, like I can, you know, pick up my phone and click a link and find somebody jumping out a fine automobile while it's driving, just out of sheer entertainment, boredom, or for the fact that they want to, you know, be famous, do something daring, or they might be mentally ill. I'm not sure. But you know what happens as a result of that. You get hurt, you lost lives, you cause lives to be lost, you cause injuries, you know, and it's a catastrophe. Someone takes someone else's life, or some senator decides to twerk for votes, you know, like these are ideas we know are not good or not even conducive, but yet we make those decisions anyway. And regardless to how much influence you have around you, you have a choice. Everyone wakes up in the morning and they make choices, whether they're good or bad. And those choices usually favor to the side of. And I think that people are selfish. And what's one person's selfish dream is not somebody else's favorite desire. So I don't think that these our decisions are not for a reason. So whether some being is putting the idea in our head, or someone is writing like a global script for entertainment, you know, I don't think it's not for a reason. That's why everything's being broadcasted now. I mean, honestly, think about it. Like, I considered this fact years ago. How is it possible that every day accident, and probably not just one? I used to say to myself, I think God like tap somebody on the shoulder and be like, hey, today you're going to get into a wreck. Sorry. It's going to happen. You know, mm-hmm. Like how is that possible? You know, and I'm not saying that it's like, you know, all orchestrated because that's how it's supposed to happen. But how does that happen? I gotta say it's by design, because if there was nothing going on, that wouldn't be bad, but it would be boring to somebody. You feel what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I see what you're getting at with the design piece. But okay, so I get that for it to be designed and orchestrated, like kind of similar to how every single day, well, literally like every hour, somebody dies, right? Mm-hmm. So it's almost like, what if our experiences as people are so similar, right? And what if we as people are all doing like the same thing, and with some people or the majority of humans doing the same thing, they experience the same consequence? What if that is like the divine timing, or the divine linking of people who are doing the same thing? You know how they say like birds of a feather flock together? Now, don't get me wrong. All of us have to drive at some given point in time to get to and from our destinations. So that goes back to it being linked. But what if it's because we're all doing the same shit at the same time, and the consequences of us doing the same shit at the same time are the same? What you think about that?
Interesting. I believe that's called crystallization.
Okay.
And people look at...
I have no idea what crystallization means.
It's like some people phrase it as a cosmic alignment when multiple people in the same area or the same planet, for our instance, all consciously decide to do the same thing at the same time without even one of them being aware of it.
But is it conscious, or is it is it subconscious? Because, like, okay, for example, we don't know when our neighbor is going to go out and decide to drive. You know what I mean? Like, is it?
Mm-hmm.
It could be both. It could definitely be both. It could go both ways. But I'm just challenging your thought right now. I'm just picking your brain.
So, it's conscious. How do we know? Like, it's like a one in a trillion chance that me here in Maryland and somebody in Vermont could be recording a podcast episode right now. But it could be happening. We could very well be the same subject. Now, there's no way that my surroundings could influence that person to do that same thing, to be talking about the same thing, or be talking to a similar person in a similar situation at the same time. But those instances do happen, you know? And when I think about it, I often look at it like this. And this is my way of accepting life sometimes. For every person, they say, for every person that dies, someone is born, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think in order for someone to have a good day, someone has to have a bad day. So sometimes I think about when things are going good for me, who's having one of the worst days of their life?
Hmm.
Is it balance? And are you okay with accepting that? You know, without feeling bad that someone else can, you know, not be doing well in life, and then the exact opposite could be true when you're doing bad. But usually when people say that and they're not knocking on death's door, their usual thing is it could be worse. And that's true.
Yeah.
So a lot of people want to be untethered for that because it's too much. You know, one of my favorite lines from an Avengers movie was Ultron. He was the bad guy in the movie. But his thing was, there are no strings on me. I don't want anybody controlling me. You know, if this control has to be happened, I want to be the puppet master. And, you know, and that's a hard pill to swallow. You don't want strings on you. But you also don't want to feel like you're not in control of something. So life is a catch-22 when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So either you accept that fact or you don't. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you're wrong. It just means you're just as clueless as the next person. Because there is no right answer for life. But there's a trillion possibilities to what it could be. And that's the puzzle.
Yep, there's a trillion solutions, and whether we as people decide to take those solutions, and again, like, we don't all have to utilize the same solutions, because what may work for you might not work for me. But as long as, you know, you're down the path of finding a solution, that's one of, like, the biggest components of the meaning in life. And I think, do we agree, Big T, that the meaning of life is choice and abstract thought? Yay, nay.
Yay.
That the meaning of life is fighting for purpose and understanding. Yay, nay.
Yay.
And sifting through the distractions, because you brought up so many points about, like, social media and, like, things that we see. There's so many things in the world that, like, blind us from being able to find our purpose, from being able to have that abstract thought. There's so many things that blind us from the reality. So, you know, would you say that the meaning of life is sifting through those distractions, and you know, like you said, that knowledge and that education, sifting through the distractions to get the real knowledge and education in order to apply that to make a difference? Because each generation we want to make different, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yay, nay.
Yay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you, did you have other, like, definitions you want to throw out there for people? Because, you know, for people, we have some people out there willing to understand. And, like, I think this is a great conversation to help people understand from different perspectives. So what would be your top three? Let's go back through your top three meanings of life.
Well, the evolution part is obviously one, and passing down that knowledge and experience is one. But as we have this conversation, you know, I'm coming to realize that I think that we got to realize we have to peek past the veil. Because when you mentioned social media being a distraction, I didn't like that word distraction, and it made me look for a synonym for it, or a possible antonym. And it really made me think about balance. Like, maybe if everyone did the same thing, there wouldn't be balance. Like, if everyone accomplished their goals and everyone had their dreams, I don't think that the world could fluctuate correctly. So not that everyone has to be down, but there does have to be a balance somehow, some way. But I don't think that, you know, someone achieving their dream and someone being poor is balanced. I think that everyone being harmonious but different is the dream. And I think that vision got lost, you know, somewhere over time as we evolved as people.
Agreed. Especially as we've become more, like, you know, in tune with the capitalistic view of the world. Like, just the whole aspect of humanity is diminishing a little bit. You get what I'm saying when I say that? Like, it's just like, you know, everyone is so focused on me, 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 me. But, you know, there are other things going on. There's more than just me, me, me. And then back to the family piece, even if it doesn't involve family, you know, we all have genuine hearts and we care for people. You know, like, just in terms of wanting to see people succeed and wanting to see people win, it's just, you know, that's just something, again, that's the goal. And what do you think it would take for everyone to get on board with that? Or do you think that that's a part of living in that fantasy world?
You want to know my honest opinion? It's something I actually thought about a lot.
Oh, this is a safe, open space where you can articulate your opinion, whether you agree or disagree. Feel free.
I think the only thing that would unify people of Earth is a unified threat. Because opposition is the only thing that I've ever seen throw all of the BS out the window. And it's like, it's either them or us. And I mean, 9 times out of 10, we're going to choose us because it's instinctual to survive. That's the nature of people, animals, mammals, whatever you want to call them. At the end of the day, survival comes before everything else. So until we can see that we're stronger together than apart, I don't see it happening anytime soon without some type of godly interference, honestly. But, as far as, imagination goes, that's one of nature's tricks to help people digest the everyday life. Like, I can have a horrible day. I mean, truck broke down, bird flew into the side of my head, someone ate my last chicken wing. But
That's
I
not
can
funny,
turn,
but the way you said it was funny.
but I can turn on one of my favorite movies or something I haven't seen before, and all of that angst, the inhibitions, the frustration, all that disappears. Because my mind is clear and free of that. And I'm in a fantasy world where I'm not only entertained, but I'm engulfed in a euphoric bliss. It's short-lived, but it's necessary. And I don't think people realize that. People chase fantasies while being in reality, not realizing that, that's just somebody's dreams and thoughts wrote down or put on picture, so you can do the same thing. You just got to remember that you write the script for your life. You might feel like someone else is controlling for you, but you write the script for your life. So when are you going to start putting pen to paper?
I think that's a perfect way to wrap that up. You write the script for your life. When are you going to put the pen to the paper? I think I needed to hear that. I needed to hear that too. Thank you so much, Big T, for joining me today. Like, I appreciate you. Let everyone know where they can find you. Tell us where we can find you, where we can get more content, where we can get more of I can't make this shit up scenarios.
First of all, let me say thanks again, Carla, for having me on. This was a dope conversation. We need to have more like this.
Agreed.
But you can find me on my social media at Landover Legend Studios, on YouTube, Landover Legend Studios. Google me. Check me out. I'm pretty sure Carla's going to tag me and everything. And
Absolutely.
Look forward to some great content coming out in the future. I'm restructuring right now, but better sooner than later. You dig? So I hope you guys enjoy listening to my smooth jazz voice as we talk about the meaning of life.
Thank you again, and you're welcome on the She Blows the Show anytime, Big T.
That'll work. That'll work.
All right. So thank y'all for tuning in to this episode. Leave your comments, give us some feedback. Let me know what you want to hear. And if you want to hear more from Big T and I, leave some comments. Leave some flames in the bottom of of the comments if you want to hear more from me and Big T, because we on some philosophical shit right now. Again, thank you, Big T. Until next time, my friend.
All right, appreciate you.
All right.